So apologize about that, but I'm bringing you in what we can. Okay, there's a halacha by Shem. So to recap, if an animal eats produce, if he eats it in a shirah, he doesn't have to pay for the damage of the fruit. He only has to pay for the animal that he has, for the animal he derived. So example that would be, if somebody has, if an animal eats expensive tomatoes, he doesn't have to pay for the price of tomatoes, he has to pay the price of straw, because that's what he would normally eat. Okay, and that was the halacha in Shusar Rabbi. Shusar Yochid, the halacha is he has to pay for the damage he did. Those are the two basic points by Shen. And also, we are talking about some, an animal is walking in a plaza, which is the Shusar Rabbi, and he's eating from the side of the Shusar Rabbi. Does he have then the status of the Shusar Rabbi or Shusar Yochid? And that's the big machlekes here between Rav and Shmuel and the Chabad and the Aleph. So let's go over the Gemara one more time. We saw Tosfos, we've got one more Tosfos. The camera can not still to do. So let's just do the Gemara one more time to get this clear. The Gemara is kicked out the Shalem is Mashenim. It's the 2003 Dach. So the Misha said that if it eats Mitzide or Chava, if it eats from the side of the plaza, it pays Masha Zika. That's what the mission said. For each on the side, it pays Masha Zika. Amar Rav, Rav says, you know, when it pays full price, the Machzeris, even if it just turned its head and ate from the side of the plaza, that's really a reason to be Chayim Nezek Shalek. Right? Amar Rav. Thank you, also. Amarab, Obamachzeris, even if all animal had to do was turn its head to eat, that's already got a din of Sidi, the Shusarabim, it's already a din, may have to pay full damage. Or Shmuel Amar, I feel like there's, I mean, Pato Shmuel says, no, even when it's walking, as much as it would be eating any food in front of it, it would be Pato, it wouldn't have to pay full damages. So too, if it turns its head and eats the produce that's on the side, also wouldn't need to pay full damage. All that's considered Rosh Hashanah. But if Shmuel, Heichi Mishkachas, Lo Demechai. According to Shmuel, what's the situation that you'll be chayim for the side? And the Mishnah said, you're chayim for if it eats on the side of Rosh Hashanah, full damages. So where do we have, what situation is it? The animal eats on the side of the Rosh Hashanah and maybe high damages. If you go in the shop, cross on the Rokhava, he completely walked off from the plaza and went, the Oslo, the Kama, the Tzidir Rokhava, and went up to the side of the plaza. The side of the plaza is somewhat higher, and he went up there and ate it. That's the thing, maybe Shmuel's Maskim, then considered a which is a yochid and yochai for that nezik shalek. Okay, so if it's in the middle of the rechava, if it's toyot rechava, then there's no full damages, the only pay fine. No, if it's on the tzidir rechava, you pay full damages. What's considered tzidir rechava? Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, even turning its head to eat is already enough considered tzidir rechava, and according to Shmuel, only if it completely has to walk off in order to eat it, that's when it's considered today. Yes, yes.
Is it a very long way to say the Shavkista, the Chava, the Azla, the Kama, the Tzide, the Chava? You can't just say the Kama, the Tzide, the Chava. Why didn't you tell me the whole thing? She left the public domain. Who can't eat for it?
She left, but it didn't make her say it.
The Shavkista, the Chava, she left the public domain.
The couple in plaza, yeah.
The Azlan she went, the Kaman she stood, the Tzide Rechava on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Why did you say the Tzide Rechava?
No, Tzide Rechava is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Tzide Rechava. We need to know what Tzide Rechava means. The Puntura, Tzide Rechava just means it turns its head ahead from that. Puntura means it went further away. So can't just say tzidur kama. It's the word of the mission. We want to know what that means.
She's standing in the middle. She left the main road.
And that's the whole point, really. The real point is, it's not in a place where it's normally walks. And Rashi said that the Rav also, even though it's standing in a place where it normally walks, because it turns its head to eat it, it's going to be tired. And she will say, no, if it's standing in its normal place, it'd be potter. The main point is that it left the normal place. Short Lurchol. It left the normal place, and that's where it is. So maybe it's an Oslo, but come on, maybe Short Lurchol. I think the word
is Kama is the stand, or Kama is to get up higher.
Kama really means to stand, but it is also to get higher because might the Tzidir Chobah is higher. So normally Kama means to stand. Okay. So then the Gemara brought, we can skip a few lines because it's what we did already. And just want to go back to the question that we have here. So Mosiv Reb Nachman by Yitzchak. Now this question, Mosiv Reb Nachman by Yitzchak, is a question on Rav. First word on the line is Mosiv. Yeah, everyone has it? First word on the line, Mosiv. Mosiv Reb Nachman by Yitzchak. Reb Nachman by Yitzchak posed the following question. Yibetzach ha-chalos, yishavenus ma-shenenus. The Mishnah says that the animal eats from the Pesach HaChanos, from the doorway of the Chanos, Mishalemes Ma'ashenenis. It pays only what the Hanoi has. It doesn't pay full damages. Now, how can the animal eat from Pesach HaChanos? The animal walking must have turned its head to eat from them. Must be. You see, even though it turned its head, you don't pay full damages. Which is a kasha on Rav. Because Rav said, if it turns its head, that's already not Rishus Rabim. You have to pay full damages. And then you see, if any Pesach HaKadosh, it must have turned its head. And yet, it says in the Mishnah, you pay Ma'ashenim. Baby Gemara. The Mishnah said, Pesach HaKadosh, Mishalem is Ma'ashenim. Heichi Mishkach Eslo.
And Pesach HaKadosh is the same position as Tzadiyah Ruchalot?
Well, that's what the Gemara was asking, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, as right now. Let's have a look a second. It must be in a situation of Machzeres, right? If you can imagine, you know, where would the store front be? Not in the middle of the bar, it'll be on the side. So the animal ate from the Pesach HaKanos.
So the door opening, is it the Yachid, or is it the border between the Rechava and the...
It's a good question you're asking. What's the Russian taste about that? It's a good question. But simple understanding is we should say opening. It's the opening. It's really the opening of the street, of the shop. So we should say opening. Simple understanding. And we say you have to pay not full damages. You don't pay full damages. Why? Because the animal can eat it as it turns its head. So that's the question on. On Rav, it's Kasha Rav. Sheets of Amach says, the Karoma, and the Mishnah says, Ma'ashenenis, you're only paying Ma'ashenenis. Ma'ashenenis in Ma'ashenzika, no, you pay down all that you have, and you don't pay. What in damages? The question on Rav. That was the Rav Nachman Yitzchok's question on Rav. Who Moisiv Lo Vahum Mefarekho? Rav Nachman Yitzchok asked this question, and Rav Nachman Yitzchok answered it. Often the Gemara says somebody asks a question and somebody else answers it. Yeah, I'm not going to himself had the answer.
Well,
yes.
It's not always the word
with
faith, right?
You should need to call it
something else.
Well, in Aramaic is the answer. You have a retired slot, that's what I mean. Yeah. Now, Mubarak law, the kind of the care is obvious. He said, you know what, we're going to say that this story in the Mishnah is where the shop was standing in a street corner. If you have the pinks on the side of the Gemara, and they have it in Rashi, they put it, you see a little alley going into a big alley. So now if you have shops, which are in the corner there, of the little alley, in the big alley, the animal walking down the big alley is going to bump into the storefront of the small alley, without having to turn his head at all. Just simply walks there and be able to eat it. And therefore, in that case, it's Mishalem, it's Mashalem, it didn't turn its head so much. It walked straight, and you pay Masha is Ita. Masha Nene. Masha Nene. Okay, that's the Gemara that we had. We've learned already on Tuesday. But that's how we're coming out. That according to Rav, you're going to be chai nezik shole if the animal has to turn its head. Why? The heter of Ptor. And it's just surrounding is only if it's mamish on the in line where the animal generally walks. Slightly to the sides already, you have to pay full damage. It's already called shen b'shut ha-yochit. Already eating in a shut ha-yochit. And why in the storefront does he not need to pay? It's because in that case, the animal posture walks dead straight and he's going to hit it. So that's considered a shut ha-yochit. The animal walks there. Animal walks there, so it's considered a shut ha-yochit. Oh, so now the lotion of the Mishnah was, the lotion of the Gemara was the Kaimer, the Keren Zolis. It's in the corner. So Rashi gave us a picture of what it means by Keren Zolis. You see the picture, right? A narrow alley with a wide alley. Tosfos is a different shot. Let's go to Tosfos. The Kaimer, the Keren Zolis. Gagoin Mobri Okun. Kaimer Keren Zolis means the road bent round. If you're in Beit Shemesh, you don't have that so often because everything's like a grid. Maybe. But if you can think of, trying to think of a road, but it would be. Nachal Sorek goes round. Yeah. Something more in England, we stand it more often. But more of a L shape or a U shape. Lachish might be a good example as well. That or Donev. So okay, very good. Then, if you can imagine, if you go on straight, then eventually you'll just hit the storefront. You'll walk through the storefront. You have to turn. In order to keep going, you have to keep turning. Yeah. So, Tosa said that's what this Keren's office is. Keren's office. It's not like Rashi that we're talking about a narrow alley with a wider alley, but rather simply one alley that turns. So there, the animal keeps walking straight, it will eat me Pesach Chanos. So that's why even Rav would say, Mishalem is Mashenen. The idea come to Rav was, when do you pay Mashaziko? If it's on the side, something which the animal will have to turn its head for. If it's dead straight, then you pay Mashenenis. Well, this is that straight. It's true, it's by the storefront. It is by the storefront, but the storefront is in line of him walking because now the animal had to turn. It just didn't turn. So therefore, you pay Masha. In Mobile Okun, a winding alleyway, Shemegaras Lak Munisa, when it gets to the corner, the bend, Kodim Shetifne, before the animal turns off the Tzad Acher, or turning off to the other direction. It eats from the Pesach HaKhanus, which is in front of it, without turning its head at all. And that's why you pay Masha Nen.
Just giving another example, it's not arguing against Rashi.
That's what we could work out. Is there Machlokes Rashi Tosfos in? Rashi gives us a clear description what it is. And Tosfos gives a clear description, a different description, right? Yeah. Why does Tosfos feel the need to give a different description?
Essentially, the same thing so far.
It's not exactly, no. It's a different case.
But they're both Derech Halucha.
Let's say one Nakuda might be a different point. We'll have to see in Russian detail the answer. But if you have this bending alley, what we say, an animal walks straight, it hits the storefront, it's going to eat, right? Well, if it carries on going straight, where's it going to be? Inside the storefront. And how does the paper eat inside the storefront?
Oh, that's really
the Mishnah says Nezek Sholim. So what's the difference? What's the difference between the inside the storefront or the store or the Pesach HaKadosh? What's the difference? The animal's walking straight. It's just eating without turning its head right or left. If you're telling me Pesach HaKadosh is different to pay. Full damage, then it's paid for damages because it's just straight, it doesn't have to turn right and left. Then inside the store should also be the same.
That's where it's down.
So, very good. So, Mordechai is saying, you know why? Because inside the store is Rishon Sayochid. So that, well, that you definitely have to pay Nezik Shalim. What about the store grounds? So grounds, that's not what Rishon Tzion you have to say, right? Because otherwise there's no difference. Both of them you're going dead straight, both of them you're going to hit with that side. So you have to say, according to Tesis, that the store grounds is not the entrance way where you walk through, because that is a Rishon Tzion. So what's the storefront? Remember what the storefront is? So it's a beforehand, it's the shutters that come down. And it's on a ledge that's put that just into Rishon Tzion. And he puts his stuff there. That's not Rishon Tzion. That's not Rishon Tzion. That's really Rishon Tzion when you got a right to put your stuff there. So we made an animal into that, didn't have to turn right or left to eat it. So it's eating in Rishon Tzion, didn't turn its head to get to it. You pay much and then you don't pay much as even. If it carries on walking dead straight, then how much would you pay? Much as you go, because you're in a Rishon Tzion. The contrast is the difference in if it's in a Rishon Tzion, then you would pay much as you go, irrelevant if you have to turn the head or not. And the only reason why you don't pay much as you go is if it's not in a Rishon Tzion proper, it's in the, on the ledge, on the shuttle, on the we were explaining we had some kind of kiosk which you have by the beach front, which is an open window, which is shuttered up. And when they open it, they put it down, they put the ledge down, and they put their stuff on that ledge, just into Rishon Tzion somewhat. And that's where it takes and holds the difference between Masha Ziko and Masha Nin. If it's in Rishon Tzion proper, I don't care if it turns its head or not. You're eating Rishon Tzion, you have to pay. Just, they've got a right to put my stuff there. So then it makes a difference if you turn your head or not. That's Tosfos shot. For Rashi told us a different picture completely. And Rashi never said that Pesach and Chanos means some ledge. Pesach and Chanos is the opening of the door, the doorway. The doorway is Shusayokin. The doorway is Shusayokin. So why should there be a difference between the doorway and the shop inside? The same mishus. Why should there be a difference? Rashi got different shot. The animal wasn't walking straight. It would carry on walking straight and hit it. Rashi says it was on a corner of a narrow alley with a wide alley. So the doorway, it will hit without turning its head. But inside the storefront, it's going to have to turn its head to get to that. In order to get inside the storefront, it's going to have to turn its head inside the shop. It's going to have to turn its head to get there. The Rav would say that you are chai, right? The Machzeres Rav says you're chai.
According to Rashi, there has to be some dimension to the story of the stuff in it, right? There has to be some image between the actual width of the door.
Yeah, a certain width where you put your stuff in. But that's obviously when we say Machzeres, I don't mean the handle. Had to be like on a thing, couldn't move its head slightly. I said, they had to stretch out its neck to eat it. So if it's walking past the doorway, which is right in its way, so it doesn't have to turn its head. Obviously, it has to turn its head on an angle of 20 degrees, but that's not called turning head. But there it means it stretches its head to get to it. Inside the store, it'll have to stretch its head. The doorway, it doesn't have to stretch its head. So it made it very good to kill it. When it comes to places, that wasn't a shot. Kunt Tesis, we're talking about an alley which turned. So that we don't understand that. Kunt Tesis, if it walks straight, it'll hit the door front and it'll hit the doorway as well. So you have to differentiate between something called Rishon Tzion and something not Rishon Tzion. That's very good with Tesis because Tesis always about a ledge. Kunt Rashi, we weren't talking about a ledge. So Rashi has to talk about it was a narrow alley with a wide alley. You see, so there's definitely much like Rashi Tesis and you want to go deeper. Further, you can talk about what we spoke about on Tuesday. It's also connected to it as well. But I don't want Yossi to drop on us yet. But let's get a bit further into it. So Tosfos, let's read this statement again. So Tosfos, the kind of a kind of zombies. Kabbalah, Ramadan, Timimah, the kind of a kind of zombies. We're going lovely, okul. We're referring to a windy, a bent alley. A bent alley. From Shemagat. Shemagas akromisa, and when it reaches the bend, kodem shetivya, before it turns the tzadakher, oichel es mipesach akanose, each from the opening of the storefront connector, whatever's against its face. But lo yichizo, without having to turn its head at all. It says that on the Seira candles, inside the store, it says that question. Mishalem is much shezika. Why? Abba b'sheir from also lo yichizo, even though it didn't have to turn its head at all. Even though it ate without turning its head. So why should it be? That is a chotza nizik. That is the domain of the nizik. Not the achai. Also, it was on the Pesach, which is really Rosh Hashanah. Which is if you're right, but he stopped there. There, the Rav said, if he doesn't need to turn his head, you're going to be potter. When I say potter, I mean you don't pay full damage because you pay much in there. You're going to be potter. Mashiach came. But Torah Hakanos. Even if you don't turn your head, you're definitely going to be chayim and rishonim because you're eating from Rishut HaYochid Mamash.
Don't turn your head.
On Torah, it would be chayim and rishonim.
What's the question?
That was the most question. Yossi asked, what would be by Pesach HaKadosh if it turned its head? And that was remember it's such a question on Rav. How can you tell me that if you turn your head, you pay an Shari? The mission says Pesach HaKadosh, you only pay Mashenedes. To which the Gemara answered, yes, you're right. But not me to answer, you're right. If it would be a case of Pesach HaKadosh where it hasn't turned its head, you'd be right. But we're talking about Pesach HaKadosh on a Mavi of Kul, where that animal didn't have to turn its head to eat. And that's where Rav would agree you pay Mashenedes. And why Pesach HaKadosh do you pay an Shari now? Right, you didn't have to turn its head. I'll tell you the difference. The difference is if it's a bullet by Rishon LeYochid, a proper Rishon LeYochid, but then you have to pay the Nikshonim. To where it's Rishon LeRabin, which you have a right to put yourself there, where there you wouldn't have to pay the Nikshonim.
So the store owner has his place open, has his produce or whatever it is by the doorway. And again, he's walking in a place where he's allowed to walk. So what's the responsibility of the owner? We now. Animals, and we said in a different post, the animal is definitely going to turn it. It's hungry. It'll do whatever it needs to do to eat. So he's going to turn his head.
You're asking me.
He's walking down a road where he's allowed to walk, and he's going to smell the produce, which is by the opening of the store. And we're saying he has a responsibility to stop an animal being out of what's.
Well, let me ask you a similar question. If an animal is walking down a shisarabin and there's some delicious strawberries coming from the local field nearby, let them animal walk down the street.
Yeah.
So why should I have to pay if my animal now goes and destroys those strawberries in the nearby?
When is that somebody else?
That's
why.
What do you want? We know that animals walk to our tracking system. So what do you want from me? You made like an animal.
Right? Yeah, the owner is there. How do
you know that the owners are there? And if he wasn't there, he wouldn't have to pay.
No,
he would have to pay. Fine. They're not good with animal.
Yeah.
I am animal normally does it. Answer is an animal, you're right. We have a tour, but one animal does that finishes around him. As much as it's off the beaten track, well, that the person has to accept on himself to look after his animal from that. So certainly to go into another field, I just chose that as a moshul, for the extreme case, certainly to go into another field, you have to watch over it. But, Uadim, in your Shusuradim, you have to make sure your animal doesn't stretch its leg, going further afield, and it's that allowed to go. Well, muzzle on it is something you really want to do. If you're finding it difficult, you look after your animal. But it's incumbent on you to make sure your animal doesn't stretch its neck right to it. Right, okay, that's Rashi. Now, Taisa comes down here, Shami. Over here, Shami. We want to know how can you have a case that you're chayav to Pesach HaKadosh? And Pesach HaKadosh is always about this. How can you have a case that you're chayav to Pesach HaKadosh? So the Gemara gave an answer. What's the answer? And then in Ben Ken's office, an Ari Ben Ben. So you got the Yerushalmi. And Yerushalmi got the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi and the Shami. Shami answers this question differently. To me, Pesach HaKadosh answers the question about Pesach HaKadosh, Alibi Derav. It answers that the question of Pesach HaKadosh, which was difficult to come to Rav, Kigoyim, here's the answer. Kigoyim, Shehoyah Tamoy, Talun Gedim, the Chamoy, the donkey, was carrying goats. Okay, how do donkeys carry goats?
Kid goats.
Kid goats. How do donkeys carry kid goats? Can anyone give a guess?
On
its back. Very clever. Sure, I'll say you are. You get a degree in donkey. On its back. But which way do the goats face? The direction of travel or
of course,
opposite direction?
Fight.
That's a little bit difficult. Yeah, you wouldn't have done that, sure. Yes, so you have Rashad, it's also just that they carry them perpendicular. I guess the reason is the legs of the gdim around the right, so they are traveling. They also avoid seasickness. Lie there, but they travel in perpendicular. Then the animals going, the donkeys are going straight, and the gdim are going opposite direction. So you can imagine, as the donkeys are walking, the gdim are nibbling from the pesach machanos without any matzeres, not turning any head. That's exactly the point. No, what do you mean?
Well, the perpendicular, the goats can be facing that way, but they can be facing that way.
Storefronts on both sides.
Oh, that's a narrow.
It's a
rechavah. Oh, okay.
Right. So, well, people put their wares on both sides. The middle alley, that's clear. But on the side, the storefronts. So, these animals are facing that way. So, then you got that. That's the answer. You go and share chamoy, ton gedim. From a shas, I mean, dosoi. While the donkey was standing still, the gedim stretched their necks and heads without turning any head. So then, the chamoy is going to be, what would be the din if a chamoy ate it? Would be a chayv what? It would have to turn its head. Right, so then it's and according to the gedim, how much would they pay? The Tesis speaks out the Pesha Kuntras. Whenever Tesis refers to Pesha Kuntras, and he's going to refer to a number of times in this stuff, he does not mean the Rashi on Al Omut. It means the Rashi of the Mishnah. Remember the two shots that Rashi gives us. Rashi on the Mishnah, which is that the if you turn your head, it's called Shinui, Keren, Chayim Chatzinevi. And Rashi and the Gemara says differently, but whenever Tesis refers to Rashi and Mishnah, Rashi it means Rashi and the Mishnah.
Is that always the cloud?
No, here.
Just in this.
Well, I tell you, always the cloud. It's very rare to find Rashi on the Mishnah saying different shots of Rashi and the Gemara, yeah. So you can't really bring your eye on it. Okay, right? Whenever Tesis refers to Rashi, we normally have one Rashi. Here we have a Mador Kama, Mador Abatim. So I can't really tell you anything about it. So it says Rashi on the Mishnah. Why machzeres? Why did Rav say Yochayim Mashiziko? Why Yochayim Mashiziko? Rashi on the Mishnah because he did Shinui. He did like Karen. Right? He did the different thing. It wasn't Shem. Did Karen? So you have to pay Mashiziko. So here you have this donkey. If the donkey eats, is the donkey doing a normal act? No, it's doing a Shinui. So it'd be Chatzinezim. Mashezikim. But the gdim are eating, they're eating in all way. So they would be mashenims. The places. The pisha kuntras, also shabi, according to Rashi, it's very good. Then I got back amori. Regarding the donkey, so it's called the chizol. They eat in an unusual way. Choshev keren, that's considered keren. But the gaba gdim. They're regarding those little goats, the ochni kochaya, that they're eating in the normal fashion, koshim shen, that would be considered shen. So you can have the same eating of the same fruit, for one animal would be mashiziko, and for the other animal would be mashenenis. The animal that's turning its head and eating in a weird way is mashiziko, because it's eating the keren. And the animal that eats in the normal manner, that's mashenenis. It wouldn't be much as easy. But the Peshri, by going to the Pshat that we've been going to the whole Sugya, the Peshri, who said that no, nothing like this is considered Keren, it's because it's just normal way of eating. And the reason why, if it's Machzir, you're going to be Pater, is because it's considered Rishasayachim. And that the reason why Machzir is going to be Chai is because it's considered Rishasayachim. So, anything which the Gdim could reach and eat, kosher Rishus Rabin must be considered Rishus Rabin. Even for the Chamori. The Chamori can't eat without turning its head. But even if the Chamori would need to turn its head to eat it, it would still be considered Rishus Rabin. Why? Why? Yeah.
As long as some animals.
Since this produce is put down in a place where for some animals this is Rishus Rabin, so you have to define this area. Is Rishus Rabin or is it Rishus Yochid? This area on the side of Rishus Rabin. Define it. Is it Rishus Rabin or is it Rishus Yochid? But if you're telling me, well, if the Gdim eats it, don't have to pay. You don't have to pay means you don't have to pay much in Zika. You don't have to pay. It's not called Shem. Why not Shem? Why is it not Shem? Because it's Rishus HaRabim. They go right to me. So how can it be for one animal it's considered Rishus HaRabim and other animals could consider Rishus HaYochid? How's it Shayach from? It's either Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYochid. So the main says, you can't differentiate between the Chamoy and the Gdim. If the Gdim is Galdin of Rishus HaRabim, then Avada for the Chamoy also would have the same status. And it wouldn't have a din of a shen in Rishus Yochid.
I don't know, we don't look at it.
Because they've got a right to travel the din now. So it may not, if the smaller one has got a din of Rishus Rabbi, means because they've got a right to go there. Just to turn your heads, you didn't have a right to do that. But to walk down Rishus Rabbi, I do have a right. Well, I have a right to the din to go there. So the din is called din of Rishus Rabbi. So if the din is Rishus Rabbi, it has to be. But the Chamori also Rishus HaRabim. So there's a problem. Pashtus of the Rishav is Mashma. The Chamori would be Chayim Mashe Zikam. And only the Gdim is Mashe Nen. He says, according to Rashi, I understand that. Rashi on the Mishnah. Because Avada the Gdim is Shem Rishus HaRabim. But look how the Chamori ate it. He ate it in a very weird way. And that's like Karen. He has to be Mashe Zikam. Okay, again. According to Taisa's chart, that you're telling me that there's an area in Rishus HaRabim that's got a din of Rishus HaYochid. If the animal has to turn its head to eat it, it's got a din of Rishus HaYochid. But if it doesn't need to turn its head to eat it, it's got a din of Rishus HaRabim. But here I've got a case that for certain animals they can eat it without turning their heads, and for certain animals need to turn their head. So that can't be called Shen and Rishus HaYochid. Because since certain animals can eat it without turning their heads, it's obviously,
Rishus. So what happens if the Chamor was there by itself?
Oh, very good. Very good.
There's no Gdim, but there could have been Gdim.
Well, what would that, you say?
That's what I would say. It would still be Rishus
HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim, right?
So what was the general animal of that?
As well, it's, if any time it would be normal for Chamor to carry Gdim, then everyone would have a din. All that area of where the Gdim would eat would have a din of Rishus HaRabim. I agree with you.
Let's finish up the last one. Why with all the of turning the head? Any place where an animal turned its head, theoretically, there could have been an animal that was carrying perpendicular.
Yes, there has to be something which is normal to carry being in this area. Because otherwise, the guy would say again, I've got a right to eat my stuff. Has to be something that normal for it to do. So, it has to be. Why should it make a difference if the arguably or not? If the meister, if it would be it. If they have a din of Rishus HaRabim, then everyone has to have a din of Rishus HaRabim, like Taisa said. That's just when it's two more like the Taisa. He's a doche loima. It's a very big kvetch to say the Gabba Chamori, Toshin, Chotzah, Nidik, the regarding the Chamori, it's considered Chotzah, Nidik, because he has to tell him that he eats it. But the Gabba Gedim, Shal Gabbal, Toshin, Rishus HaRabim, and regarding the Gedim, it's considered Rishus HaRabim. It's forced to say such a thing. Nochem said, what's forced? It's really difficult to say it. How can you differentiate? But this is it's forced to say that regarding the donkey being one halacha and regarding the gdim on top of him, there would be another one. So, therefore, since the gdim would have a din of Rishus HaRabim, so too the chamor would also have a din of Rishus HaRabim.
Could that be why Rashi on the Mishnah says that it's in the dick because it has to stretch its neck so far to pass whatever animal from good has carried the gdim? Without Malaric Mishnah.
Yeah, interesting.
What's the point?
Ruben wants to say, maybe Rashi agrees with this, what the Rishon is saying. Now, obviously, all the areas that Saib Eben Gedin could get to is obviously considered Rishon Sarabim. So, what's the part that he's going to be eating? And Michayim must be even further than that. And that is a very strange way of eating.
Because
if it would eat in a place where the Gedim have been eating, in the Halami, it would be potter. There must be stretches there, like a giraffe, almost.
Really,
like Basil's arm, right? So it must be really stretched out. Very nice, it's three shot. Okay, so that's what came out in Tesis. The Tesis says we're talking about a Bumzi Rishami. Rishami holds that if the animal is walking down the street, you want Gedim on top of it, right? Then we say, regarding the Gedim, it's definitely got in a bush of surrounding. Regarding the Chamor, the places, well, hard to say that regarding the Chamor, it won't have a Din of Moshe Tzeravim, but regarding the Din of Dim, it does. And therefore, the place says, is that Al-Kotbev also for the Chamor wouldn't be. The Pashtus, and that's what Tesis is pointing out, the Pashtus is not like Tesis. The Pashtus is, for the Chamor, you would pay Masha Zika, and for the Gdim, you wouldn't. That's the Pashtus. The Pashtus is, for the Chamor, you would pay Masha Zika, and the Gdim, not. Tesis is bothered about it. It's daily. I don't know what to do. The Tesis is bothered about it. It's Al-Kotbev, for the Gdim, it's got Dinah B'Shasayachim, for the Chamor, it's also got Dinah B'Shasayachim. Yossi, I know you're not going to be happy, but the Kunti Rashi is very gishmak. Not the Rashi you're talking about. The Rashi of Rilat and Tuesday told us you should know Rishus the Rabbi really is God din of Rishus and Nizik as well. Every part of Rishus the Rabbi. The animals have got right. People have got a right to leave their stuff then. Just, I have a right to let my animal roam and eat normally. But as much as my animal does something, turns its head more than what it would normally do, then already I have to pay. Because then already it's got a din of eating from Rishus HaNizik. The whole of Rishus HaRam really is considered Rishus HaNizik as well. So they've got a right to leave their stuff there. People have a right to leave their stuff there. So the whole of Rishus HaRam is also Rishus HaNizik. It's also the Rishus of the person who's got his project destroyed. Just what says the Rif, says Rashi, a person's got a right for those animals' room, and as much as the animal's eating ki ochayu in the normal straight path, you can't expect anything from the barabbas. Can't expect anything from him. I've got a right to let my animal walk and do as much as they would normally do a walking dancing. If he does something different, it turns its head, which is different to what it would normally do as it's walking down the street, not because of care, because of shame. It turns its head that the balabos is ready, the balabain is ready to stop that happening. Why? Because the animal is going to be eating from produce of somebody else who has a right to put this stuff there. So you've got an obligation to stop the animal from doing those things. And if so, and it's very important, why regarding the chamor, you would be chayim. Regarding the gdim, you'd be potter. In this case, you've got chamor. In order for the chamor to eat, it has to turn its head a lot. Well, the balabos says to stop the animal from turning its head a lot because it'll be eating produce that's lying in Rishus HaRabim, that the person has a right to leave his stuff there. So therefore, you're going to have a chiyuv Masha Zika. Why didn't you stop your donkey from turning its head? Masha Inki, regarding the gdim. The gdim are eating the normal, and I've got a right to let my gdim walk down the street or be transported down the street. And they're eating in the normal manner. I don't have to stop my gdim from eating in the normal manner. And therefore, my gdim, I'm going to be potter for. I don't have to pay much as you come. Because for that was normal. So regarding the chamor, you're going to be chayav din shem. Because eating shem in Rishus HaYochid. Yes, Rishus HaRabim is also called din of Rishus HaYochid. It's shem in Rishus HaYochid. Why am I potter normally in shem in Rishus HaRabim? Because I've got a right to let my animals walk down the street. I'm not chayav for that. But if it turns its head, says Rav, that's not the normal activity of an animal in Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, it's called Din of Shen in Rishus HaYochid. You're going to be chayav. Gedim going perpendicularly, they're eating in the normal manner. I've got right to let my Gedim be transported to Rishus HaRabim. And they're eating Shen. I've got right for that. And therefore, I'm going to be pot.
This discussion only when photos and everything's on the side of the. If you have Rishus HaRabim in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, the animal turns its head to eat, that would be also be.
What do you mean in the middle? Then it's a stew. If it's in the middle, then it's not.
Listen, the size of this room, the rishus rabbi, the animals.
Tidei rishus rabbi. Tidei rishus rabbi. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
That's the focus. That's what we're saying. Perhaps if he has stretched his neck to eat it, you're a chayim, masha zika. Right? So why? Because there's a path where the animals are allowed to walk through, and if they do any damage, they're going to be potter, because it's kioche. They're eating in an oche. It's not walking down the shizaram. I'm allowed to let my animals walk down the shizaram. You know, they'll be eating produce of something that I have to keep the produce there. And Marasov, okay, I'm allowed to let my Torah says, Shem shizaram is potter. Live is the achim. Not Shem shizaram. Shem shizaram, you're potter. Then, says Rab, if it's on the side, how's the animal going to be eating? Stretching his neck, you're going to stop the animal stretching him. It's Shannon who should say Yochid. Should say Yochid, yes. An animal doesn't go right to leave his stuff there. It's Shannon who should say Yochid. You're going to be fine. So, what would be if you got a case where one animal walking there would be dead normal for it to walk? Dead normal for it to eat in that man. And another animal walking there wouldn't be normal for it. It would have to be stretching his neck. So how much would they have to pay? According to this Lomdus, well, did the person have a right to leave his property? Say yes. But do I have a right to let my animals walk there? Yes. Do I have a right to let my animals stretch his neck? No. So regardless of one that stretches his neck, you'll have to pay Mashe Zika, because it produced him that belongs to somebody else. And the guy had a right to leave his stuff there. And regarding the ones, the animals that enter without stretching their neck, you wouldn't have to pay Mashe Zika. Because that's your side to go, right? To let my animals roam in the streets and eat in the normal way.
So we're saying it's urchayu for one animal and not for another?
No. If it's in perpendicular. So for those animals, it'll be okay to eat straight. And for the other animals, they have to turn its head to eat straight, to eat. So well, it would be doing a different activity.
We're differentiating between stretching the neck and turning. Yeah, Christosso says stretching next, okay.
The orientation of this neck. And we're saying it's orchid that right now would be eating off the back of another animal.
Off the back?
Yeah, but let's think the gadi is on the back of the chamor.
You mean not? I mean the normal for gadi to eat when it's on
front position.
Yeah.
That's sure. What, yes.
Well, they're hungry, why not? They might to eat. They get
transported. We're just focusing on the gadi itself.
Big D.
That's the complex of the gadi.
Okay.
Deer on the chamor. The kid's picture book and the sort of gadi on the back.
Ah, okay. The same.
That's
yeah, okay, so that's the mind that Rashi shouts. The Rashi that we spoke about on Tuesday, because one of the people on Tuesday shares online. But the mind of Rashi shouts. We've got to Rashi understand this through Shami very well. You have a case, God in the Chamor, you're going to pay Mashin Zika. You're a God in the deal that's being carried on that Chamor, you're only pay Mashin. Very good. We're now starting a new part of the Sugya, which is. A good chazor to one we learned quite a few months ago. Ikka the Omri. The Ikka the Omri is about 8 lines up from the end of the Omri. First word in the line is Mephirekhnot. Ikka the Omri. Ikka the Omri. Makzis. Kulam alo ibligi dechid. If the animal has to turn its head in order to eat, both Ram and Shmuel both agree that Yochai Moshe Zika. The person gives up some of his property to the Rishus Rabbi. He has property which was adjacent to Rishus Rabbi, and he brought in his wall and enabled the people of Rishus Rabbi to use that area that used to be his front yard. And this is what Rav and Shmuel were saying. Rav said, Lo Shana Machzeris. You know what we said in the Mishnah, you're chayiv to pay it. So the Rishus HaRabim, that's if it's Machzeris. It's if the animal has to stretch his neck to eat. And I like them often, Rishus HaRabim. But if he was Machzeris his area and he gave it to Rishus HaRabim and the animal ate then, Animal the head will not be chayav to. Not be chayav to be. Shmuel Amar, even Maxi Mokir, even if he designated an area which was originally his, and he gave over to Shutarabim, the animal would need to be from area and became Shutarabim. Even though it became Shutarabim, the animal would need to pay. And Machlokes the Rav and Shmuel, whether you need to pay. Now it's very difficult to understand really, because Machzeres, Rav says that you're required to pay. Machzeres, Shmuel says you're required to pay. And regarding this side, and both Rav and Shmuel, Machzeres, you're required to pay. So if the animal's walking down Shutarabim, they stretched its neck to eat it, if you're required to pay. If you're Machzer, Mokoim, if you gave up some of your land, all of a sudden Rav says you're potter to pay. What could be the smart for that? Why should we potter to pay? Why should it be that you're potter to pay? The animal's walking down the street. It sees an area that's being marked. It became an area that's now become part of Shutter Abbey. The animal stretches its neck to eat there, to eat the produce that's there, and you're going to be potter. Why should be the smart to chavit? What's the smart?
Why should be higher? This one,
huh?
If it became a Rishus Rabin, why should it be chayav?
Why should? Well, no, but we know Matzeres. Rav said you're not chayav.
But here he turned it into Rishus Rabin.
Every Matzeres can't be worse than that. Matzeres was always Rishus Rabin. And yet, since the animal had to stretch his neck to eat, Rav said you're chayav. Why? Because I was made an area heifer, or something is it different? We have to see. It says,
also, your shmuel were hamor. Your shmuel was more lekel.
Yeah. Okay. Says Rashi. So we have to work this out. It's going to take a bit of time, and yet we won't get there. But we have to work out what exactly is Machlokes in the Rav and the Shmuel. Says Rashi, Kula Alma Leplegi Dechay. See what that is? Probably everyone's got slightly different sources of daf here. And you'll have to find the picture. Mine is inside the picture, but the new fancy one is probably not. The loy high or the last series of the Rechov. I'm glad that if it's walking down the Rechov and it saw it walked down the Rechov and it saw fruit on the side and stretched out its neck to eat it to the right to the left, you're going to be high and wide because you shouldn't have done that. The loy high or the last series of the Rechov, you shouldn't have done that. But what are we talking about? The Mark the Mocker, Shekona, the Shaloi, here. The guy, the owner of the property, went into his own property, or Bonani built a wall there. And he left the area on the other side of the wall for the sake of the Shutarabi. Bishop of Shambeh places fruit there. Walked in. Derkiloka means he didn't do it. Karen, right? Shinoi. Rather, just walking. Simple Shem, not blossom and head. So, what's the svar? We don't understand this. What could be the svar? Why should there be a rabbi to your father? What's the svar in here? When you're coming to the side of Rishus Rabbi, well, there's always Rishus Rabbi. If the animal would eat on the side, you would say you would be chayim. Because it's eating something off the beaten track. And now a person extended Rishus Rabbi and placed his fruit there, all of a sudden, Rav would say, you're potter. Why? You're also off the beaten track. You're the more off the beaten track. You've extended Rishus Rabim. You made it wider. So the beaten track's still in the middle. And the guy made it wider. So why should it be all of a sudden? Rav would say, you're potter. And here we come to a Gevaldig spot. Says the Gemara, you know what I'm arguing about? Lema Bevoim Rishusah Yikalibim. And this takes us back to these fond memories of learning the fifth peg. Remember this, what's the din if somebody has a boy in his own rishus and an animal falls in? Are you chayiv for that? What does it mean, a boy in your own rishus? How can it be? If I have a pit in my own back garden, well, obviously, I don't have to pay. If an animal falls in, he shouldn't be in my back garden. So, we're talking about a case that it was marked in the area around the pit. And therefore, animals could walk there. And then they fell into the pit. What's the din if somebody owns a property and Boivish was the owner of the property? He was marked there around it, and the animal fell into the pit that belonged to him. He should have covered it, right? So it's machlikas tanoim when you're chayim in that case. Because Rabbi Shmuel and Kibra are chayim in that case. Could you say like the same? Like the Chesed saying, you should have covered it. Or, excuse me, you left an area which is open. Obviously, it's a hazard. Animals walk along the edge. They had the right to go along the edge. But fall inside, you have to pray. Or, you saw a svar, then no, you're possible. Anyone remember the svar? Why should it be possible?
I gave it
to
them.
Huh?
I gave it to
them. Oh, very good. And when a guy is mafia rishus, he was mafia rishus, but now I don't have to have no liable. Not, I shouldn't be liable for any damage that happens because of it. I'm giving rishus around the right to walk in this area.
Well, that responsibility.
Right. On their own risk. Sign saying people can come into this property on their own, on their own risk. So to I'm up here this area. But my body is here. And I'm not willing to accept the crisis that I should have to pay for damage that my body causes. As mafkid, that was his father actually told us then. So we think that that's the same thing here as well. This guy was mafkid. He's leaving his fruit there. He's placing his fruit there. Fruit to a body. Animals can slip on it. So they're a body. So would he be chayiv if his body, if this fruit caused damage? The entry would be higher for the damage, so he's liable, so he's a boy. And if somebody puts a boy down, anyone's got a right just to take it. Anyone's got a right to take it. Because if you're causing a hazard, I've got a right to remove the hazard. So if my animal would eat this fruit, you had no right to leave that fruit there. It's a hazard, not just the right. It's a boy, which is to have him. So my animal's got a right to eat it, so I wouldn't have to pay him much as he can. If with the person who left there wouldn't be chayv for the damage, so it's not a boy as far as he's concerned. So the animals don't have a right to remove it. So I wouldn't be chayv for this damage. Therefore, if your animal did eat it, you'd have to pay Masha.
Well, what's the picture? If something's dangerous, someone's going to fall in and get hurt. So it matters whether or not the person is chayv for the damage. If you see nails with a stick and a kid's going to walk by and hurt. You only should move it if somebody's going to be hired for it. If no one's hired for it, then you should leave there.
As much as I'm saying that the mafkid that tonight is not considered the boy for me, right? That means that I've got a right to leave my stuff there. I've got a right to leave my boy there, right? So if I got a right to leave my boy there, you're going to take it away from me. That was the condition. The condition was on allowing this area to be used by Rishon Sarabia. But tonight it doesn't encroach on my boy. So I've got right to do my boy there. So then you've got right to take over. And that's all the Gemara wanted to say, Machlokes Rav Shmuel. But we've gone over time. We'll have to continue next year on Sunday. Sunday she's at 10:30. Okay.
Is that only every Sunday?
Only Sunday. Okay, 10:30 to meet Hashem, giving people time to prepare.
So if the animal, if the animal didn't, the owner didn't have the right to put his produce there as before.
Right.
Now, why you kind of mashanen that I'm removing the
egg? Very good. That's one question. And the question, if the reason why the animal doesn't have to pay mashanen zikr is because it was removing the hazard, so why should he even pay mashanen? It was removing a hazard, why should he have to pay anything? That the Yetz Hashem will be discussed in Sunday. That's going to be tasteless here at the top. Some tasteless Yetz Hashem, we'll get there. So very, very quickly, in this week's parasha, it's actually the posuk on this week's parasha. This week's parasha talks about the big day kuning, right? The chobot and pious, the apron, the male and the fashion. And the posuk says in Pekudei, Vayosam oisam al kisvei se'ifid. They put two stones on the kisvei of the ifid, and on that was written the shemos of the shvatim. So it says, Amni zikoin livnei Yisrael. There'll be Amni zikoin for bnei Yisrael, kashetiv Hashem es Moshe. Amni zikoin. These stones are Amni zikoin. What does it mean by zikoin for bnei Yisrael? So Mr. Chochma says something very interesting. He says, Sheyizkuru b'nei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will remember Sheshmoysom chakukim be'efoid, that their names are written on the efoid, Lifnei Hashem, that means whenever the Kohen Gadol is going to be doing the avodah, our names are there. V'yizbaishu la'asois avera, and they'll be embarrassed to do an avera. They'll realize they got this. Look, we are even the private opinion mall. We whenever the Kohen Gadol is doing the avodah, we're there. And therefore, there's no way we are going to be able to do an avera. And this is the yisoid which is countless times found, and it's a very true yisoid, that Moshe Yosef Avinu was, yeah, Yosef Fatani, was real diukri shalom obiv. He saw the picture of Yaakov, and he didn't do an avir. What's the pshat? He realized he's godless. The person realizes he's godless, then the mela, you're embarrassed to do avir. The person's on a much higher level. How can it be that I'm the son of Yaakov Avinu and I do an avir? That prevents him. And that's what these stones are there. So for us to remember that we are so great that we have mamish the fly and fe Hashem, b'shas avigdol, we're going to be embarrassed to do avayus. Nebuchadnezzar is what we say every morning, a kai neshama, and a kai neshama should have started to be toyer. Are we announcing that every morning? Because we're instilling ourselves, it's yisoyer. It's toyer. We have a gebaldik and a shama. Atavarosa, and the Avenger created it, gebaldik and a shama. And that should give us chizuk for the course of the day, not to do avayus. I thought that somebody came to the Rav Chitzurov was a seizure ever, and he was very despondent. He said, listen, I can't daven, I'm feeling sick. He was a weak guy. I can't daven. And yeah, I used to daven and said, come on there, and now I can't. And he was feeling, I'm nothing now. I'm garnished. And the Rav Chitzurov said, that you feeling that way because you want to daven how you want to daven. That's not what Hashem wants from you. Hashem wants you to daven. Hashem wants you to daven. And if Hashem made the person sick, then Hashem wants him to daven in this manner. That's how Hashem wants him to daven. And made a person to realize that whatever situation they're in, that's their avodah. The person mustn't feel down. Who am I? I'm garnished. Oh, yeah, I'm the Zakar, I'm the Yisrael, the Choshma people. Every person comes to the Choshma person. The Neshama is the Torah. And the different levels of avodah according to a person is all according to the situation he gave. And the situation Hashem placed him in is the situation Hashem wants him in. But now, avoid that he does, and that's the avoid that Hashem wants from me. So, we should have a good Shabbos.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, are we thinking about something that means something